An important thing to remember when rescuing an active drowning victim is that you do not need to jump in the water immediately after coming down from your chair. For example, if the victim is close to a bulkhead in the pool, you can save a lot of time by simply running to the bulkhead and jumping in from there. For that matter, you may not even need to jump in the water at all. If the victim is active, then depending on distance, you could just toss them your guard tube and have them hold on to it as you pull them to the edge of the pool. When it comes to drowning, there is no time for Hollywood theatrics. Drowning victims do not care how you rescue them, only that you do before it's too late. Before we begin, it's essential to understand the primary types of microphones used for recording guitar amplifiers. Dynamic microphones, such as the Shure SM57, are rugged and handle high sound pressure levels well. They are popular for their ability to capture the punch and clarity of guitar amps. Condenser microphones, like the Neumann U87 or AKG C414, are more sensitive and capture a broader frequency range. They are ideal for capturing detail and nuances in guitar tones, but may require careful handling due to their sensitivity. Choose a microphone based on the sound characteristics you want to capture and the environment you're recording in. Once you are finished with the lights, there is one very important step you need to take in order for the house lights to be controlled with the touch panels in the chapel. In the above screenshot, you will see a button labeled Turn Off Lights, Hold 2S. Before you close Onyx, make sure you click and hold this button for 2 seconds to turn off all the lights. If you don't do this before closing Onyx, the house lights will not respond to the touch panels. Once you've turned off all the lights, you are free to close Onyx. Keep in mind, there will be multiple windows for you to close, which are the ones you see in the screenshots above. When you look at the sticker inside the driver's door of your car, you will notice that the recommended tire pressure is referred to as cold tire pressure. Contrary to what you may think at first glance, that does not refer to what the tire pressure should be during winter. Instead, it refers to what the tire pressure should be when the inside of the tires is cold. When your car is moving, it builds up heat, which causes the tires to expand slightly. Because of this, if you inflate your tires at the recommended PSI immediately after parking, the pressure will actually decrease as the tires return to a cold state, causing the tire pressure indicator on your dashboard to light up. Therefore, to ensure you're giving your tires the right amount of pressure, it is recommended you wait until after the tires are in a cold state, which is generally about 3 hours after being parked.